Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Welcome back, REI Society. So today I'm going to talk to you about why I have just so much excitement for short-term rentals. I've got this portfolio that I'm building of 70 long-term rentals and 30 short-term rentals. So a lot of you guys may know my story. If you haven't, and there's previous episodes, go check them out. But in a nutshell, I had 100 rental homes post-recession in 2008. And my business partner and I sold them between 2015 and 2018. Prior to the recession in 2002 to 2004, 2005-ish, I had created like 20 properties. I had assumed 20 properties. So I've had over 120 rentals. But I lost the first set of 20 during the 08 crisis. And then the 100 properties that my business partner and I had, we got to the point where we were going in and like, man, we've worked all these years. I lost everything. He almost lost everything. And we wanted something to show for it. So we sold them off. We put money in the bank, which was great. Now I've got money in the bank, but I don't have any tax write-offs, or as of 2 years ago when we sold our last property. And since then, I've been building more property. I did have a couple of my short-term rentals that I kept, but I don't really view them as part of the new plan until now. But over 2 years ago, I had maybe two short-term rentals, kept those after selling off the 100 properties. And I started adding more long-term rentals and short-term rentals to my portfolio. So now you see where I'm at. And here's what I'm trying to accomplish. 70 long-term rentals in a very defined micro region that I feel like is going to boom over the next several years. And then I'm also going in and buying up these homes, kind of like I talked to you guys in the last previous episodes, that are ideal for my ideal client based on the themes and the areas, the desirable locations and great floor plans and ample size and good designs and good amenities. I'm designing a chain of boutique homes all over the Southeast. And I'm going to come up with some kind of cool name once I get a few more under my belt. But the whole goal is to brand it as this livable, walkable, playable area that you can go chill and relax in. And I'm going to have a theme. So think Marriott. You know, I'm not Marriott, but think Marriott. They have a theme, a high-end luxury brand, and that's their theme. You know, me, I'm going to have this, what I just said, this theme, and I am going to have 30 properties. That's going to be all over in cool little areas in the Southeast. And I'll probably name it something close to like Southern Charm or so. Southern Charm Boutique Homes. And we're going to brand it as a hotelier chain. And I'm really excited because, like I told you guys in a couple episodes ago, that a lot of mom and pop operations are doing this, and it's very little institutional investors involved right now. But there's a few of them that are starting to come on the scene. And they're realizing that these things are yielding a lot better and higher cap rate than a long-term rental does. And they're vouching towards going towards short-term rental investing as a profession and adding those into their portfolios. So guess what? What happens if I or you own 30 homes that are themed out, that are completely profitable? You had a couple of them that you didn't do well. You sold them off. You replaced them with more. And over the next few years, you had 30 rental homes that were completely profitable. The average long-term rental makes anywhere between 8 on the low end, well, 7 on the low end to 20% on the high end cap rate. But what if you have 15 to 40% cap rate with short-term rentals? Guess what? Now you have that new asset class that can yield millions of dollars in a multi-million dollar buyout from an institutional lender as they continue to get savvy. And you walk away with a cool $10, $20 million from a branded theme, hotelier, boutique, home chain, and or whatever your theme is. Think about the person I told you about in the last episode with the Harry Potter theme, or the person that has the college football theme, or the person that has the sports themes, I guess the high intense sports, like that's the stuff that is going to sell, and it's going to sell in bulk. And a company's going to come in and absorb you if your financials are right and it shows the profit, and you're going to be able to sell the property, not on a comparable price point, but a kind of like you're selling a commercial property. You're going to sell it based on the income. And so you're not going to sell it based on the other way, the comparable way that most people sell residential real estate. You're going to sell it on the income way, like multifamily. And that's where a lot of investors buy up multifamily apartment buildings. They take them when they're stressed. They move people out, they fix them up, and they raise the rents. And then because they raise the rents all across the board over a year or two, it drives the price up. That's what we're doing. We're going to be able to sell these properties in bulk to institutional lenders as they come in and get savvy. They're going to buy them all for the cash flow. And, you know, we're not going to give them the 15 to 30% cap rate. We're going to give them the 10 to 20% cap rate because they're not getting anywhere between 7 to 12%. So you're going to be able to double or triple up on the value, and you probably have equity. If you remember one of these episodes where I talked about the five wealth generators in rentals, you're going to have cash flow, you're going to have equity, you're going to have the loan pay down. I mean, what about, you know, there's others, but by the time you sell this thing, you're going to freaking have a ton of money at your beck and call. So guess what? I'm heavily excited going into short-term rental investing more and more. So I don't have a lot. I've got four. I've got one I just launched in Beaufort, South Carolina, but I decided to not launch it. I'm just going to flip it. After going back down and seeing the grade of the renovations relative to the location and doing a little more studying, I realized that I'm about to jump the gun on that one. So I'm X-ing that one off and I'm flipping it. But I do have another cabin that I'm hoping is going to bring in the $30,000, $40,000 a year income, just like my other one. And I've done the stats and looked at it on Airbnb, and it's going to do really, really well. And then on top of that, I've got, this other property in my hometown, and it's going to boom. There's a lot of travel. It shows that it's going to stay completely packed. Next year, I'm going balls to the wall, man. I mean, I'll have six, possibly seven by the end of the year. Next year, I'm hoping to have double that, 15, maybe 20. So by the end of the year, then by the following year, I'll have another 10. And I'm walking away from active investing and even passive investing. I'll keep portfolio going. I'll have my 70 long-term rentals because I don't even know what the number is that we're up to. We bought so many this year, but in 2 years, I want to have 70. So 70 and 30. I'll have more than enough income based on what I see. It'll probably replace everything that I want to do. And right now I'm making seven figures a year. It'll replace my seven figure income. So I don't have to flip anymore. I don't have to wholesale. I don't have to buy any more rentals, long-term or short-term. I just have a business that thrives. So I know that's mean, and I've got 18 years of experience, but your first deal doesn't make you rich. But because of your first deal, it will make you rich. All you got to do is go out there and buy that first deal. And if you have properties, continue to buy and be smart with your real estate investing and have an overall goal. Now, can I fall short of this goal? Sure. I might not pocket $20 million from a 30 property exit, but what if I got 15 or 12? Dude, my net worth goes up so much more significantly. And I'll be okay with that. I'll be unapologetic. Was it worth 3 years of building or 5 years or even 7 years of building? You know, whatever it is for you, hell yeah. Where else are you going to make that money? I mean, you can't get that in retail. You can't get that in the restaurant business. Amazon is killing everything in a good way. I love Amazon, but it's making businesses go out of business. Where else can you make this kind of money? That's it. Short-term rental investing paired with long-term rental investing. So I'm highly bullish. I'm very bullish on short-term rentals, and that's why. And I just wanted to share that story with you guys because I think that if you take a little bit of time and learn this more and more and learn more about this new asset, then it's going to help you rise above the ashes. It's going to help you change your life, possibly your family lineage if you didn't come from money like my wife and I, things like that. So I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to have amazing wealth passed to my heirs that was never passed down the line before. So things like that. That's why I'm doing this. And I want to teach it to you guys. So look, if you guys are interested in short-term rentals, go to reisocietyedu.com and grab the short-term rental training program. Grab it. We walk you through. We hold your hand in all these different video modules. We give you the action steps. We give you lease paperwork to utilize with VRBO and Airbnb. Like, we walk you through how to create a property that has desire, that's in a desirable location, that has great floor plans, has ample size, has good design, great amenities. We tell you how to do this, you know, the way that you can get your hands dirty, or if you don't have time, you're a busy professional, you can sub everything out. We walk you through that in this training program. And I've had so much fun building this. And then I got to watch a good friend of mine who is a student of mine, Ian Tuttle. He bought his first short-term rental this year, and he's killing it. He bought it in Helen, Georgia. It was already a short-term rental. He took what was already there and made it better. So I'm really excited, and I would love to help you guys. And, you know, I can't do one-on-one coaching anymore. If I do it again later, it's going to be a super high price because I've done it at a low price and people don't do what they say they're going to do. And it's not about the money necessarily. It's like, it's about helping people. So the only way I can help people right now is through these training programs and this podcast. And I do have my YouTube channel. If you're not on YouTube, find me on YouTube, Brandon Thompson, REI Society. On top of that, I've got another ask. Take a picture or a screenshot of this podcast, share it on Instagram and tag me in it, and let everybody know that this is one of the most best real estate shows out there that's really driving education. I know there's a lot of real estate shows out there. There's a lot of interviews and things like that. And I've had a lot of interviews in the past, but we're really here. And that's it. Like, please give me a 5-star rating. I'd love to be able to do this more and more because I've got so much more content coming. In fact, I think we're going to go into creative financing next. So see you in the next episode.